Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
First hour of the show, if you miss Craig McTavish, he talked about Gerald Ford, Whitey Bulger, Jeff Courtnell, and takeaways and giveaways. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer, Dave Campbell, Jeff Walker with you. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement, bet on it. We're going to head into the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Same number, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted. Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. All right. This comes to us from the Yak Man. He says, Bob, the Kane-Perry discussion was blown way out of proportion. That's hockey. The incident was two players working out an issue of two within the game. This happens all the time. It's just not caught on camera. Live experience in every level of hockey that I've ever played. I love the intensity, and we need that for the playoffs to be successful. That comes to us from the Yak Man, who is now entered to win our Text of the Week draw, where winners receive 3 months of washes at My Favorite Car Wash, Great White Car Wash, 104 169th Street. Two games tonight in NHL. NHL Today Out of Town scoreboard for Elite Promotional Marketing. The Leafs have just tied it up 1-1. Matthew Nyes has scored for Toronto. They're at home against Pittsburgh later tonight. A beauty. Vegas in Vancouver. Oilers in Vegas on Wednesday. Team expected to have a full practice tomorrow. Let's go to the Oilers Now injury report, brought to you by James H. Brown. Injury lawyers, when accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. It's this simple. Trent Brown from James H. Brown, best Golden Bear football player over the last 40-plus years. Two-time CFL All-Star, won a 93 Grey Cup. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, big supporters of the Edmonton Oilers, the Edmonton Elks, and the U of A Golden Bears. And we'll tell you, we wouldn't know the full status of some of the players. Anyhow, bottom line is guys play through things right now, and frankly, at this time, if you're in and you're dealing with something, maybe you have to come out. That's just kind of how it works once in a while. Some guests and Oilers Now receive gift cards to Japanese Village. Save $10 on all certified Angus Beef New York Steak dinners at Japanese Village. Don and his staff will take care of you. For full details, visit jvedmonton.ca. All right. We are always full and honest, as much as we can be on this show. Frank Cervelli, Dave, this is going to warm your heart right here.
Oh.
He took his kids to Monday Night Raw tonight.
Oh, that's a good dad.
That's a good dad?
Yeah.
All right. So we pre-taped our conversation with Daily Faceoff Frank Cervelli for the horses and horse racing, Alberta. Racing returns May 4th, Century Mile Racetrack and Casino. For more information, go to thehorses.com. Frank, let's get right to it. Huge weekend for the Edmonton Oilers. A blowout victory against the Colorado Avalanche, and then another win on the second of a back-to-back, albeit against a pretty good Calgary Flames effort. Your assessment on the weekend that was for the Edmonton Oilers?
Exactly what they needed. It puts a lot of different things in play, including some pressure on the Vancouver Canucks. And obviously the math gets pretty interesting, even though Vancouver holds the tiebreaker. And I think more than that, I think just creates some confidence and breeds good feelings. I mean, for a while, Colorado had been sort of atop the West as, you know, really kind of part of the group of teams that make up the class of it. And look, Dallas is in control of the Western Conference right now, and I'll be surprised if we start the playoffs on April 20th and the Stars, you know, the playoffs don't run through Dallas. That being said, the Oilers have put themselves in a position where, again, when you consider the greater perspective of where this team was earlier in the season, to be challenging for a division crown in the final 10 days to 2 weeks is something else.
Yeah, obviously the team's come a long way. That said, I think that there were some underlying numbers that would suggest that they really weren't a 2-9-1 or 3-9-1 team to start the season. And conversely with Vancouver, their numbers early were perhaps unsustainable, but their team's actually improved as the season's gone on, even though they haven't had a great record of late. It's interesting. You wrote
how. Play that game, though, all you want.
With any team. I mean, yes. Go for it. Give me your thoughts.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, the underlying numbers for them all season long were actually pretty good, and it took them until game 74 to start seeing results. I mean, sometimes that's how it works.
Yeah, hockey, there's a degree of luck in hockey that does not exist in the other three major professional sports. For the horses and horse racing, Alberta, reminder, live racing returning to Century Mile on May the 4th. Frank Saravalli with us from Daily Faceoff. So Edmonton, back-to-back victories. Colorado had an interesting couple of games. I mean, think about it. The Oilers went into Dallas and they got smoked. 5-0 was the end result. Bounce back. The Oilers beat the Avs 6-2. Dallas goes into Chicago. They get stoned by Peter Mrazek 3-2, but then they really whacked Colorado last night. 93 shots on goal against Jared Bednar's team in a two-game span in 6-2 and 7-4 losses. Don't read too much into it, or is there something we should read into it with Colorado, who many people would suggest is a top-three team in the Western Conference?
Well, I think part of it is you got to look at Colorado when they don't have another 100-point player in their lineup. And you guys got half of a game of that in Edmonton.
Yes.
The other part is that maybe the Oilers and Stars have planted a seed of doubt in the Avs' minds. That I think is a fair question to ask for a team that's so confident that at times plays a little bit loose and wants to get into a track meet and has relied on a lot of third period comebacks this season to be one of the top teams in the West. I'd say the bigger statement through all of that is just how good the Stars have been. I mean, from start to finish this year, they've been consistent. There haven't really been many valleys for this team this season. And that includes a chunk of time where Miro Heiskanen missed time, where Jake Oettinger wasn't in the lineup. And yet the Stars have 8 20-goal scorers. They can play any which way you want. I mean, there's a lot to like about what Dallas has put together.
In Edmonton's case, Frank, and I know you probably saw the tweet earlier today, Matthias Ekholm leading all NHL defensemen in even strength scoring since the All-Star break, 6-18-24, he's plus 25. Bouchard is the highest-scoring player in the league for defense since the All-Star break. That tandem is killing it right now, but is there any way to kind of underscore the impact that Ekholm has had? And did you think, you know, a year plus in the trade, that he'd have that substantive of a role in the Oilers' current state? Because I thought they were getting a second-pairing defenseman. That's a top pairing right now for Edmonton, Ekholm and Bouchard.
It's been tremendous, and I'll be honest with you. No, I didn't. I mean, I'm happy to, if you want to call it that, take the L on my assessment of Ekholm, just because I was not skeptical of his game. I think I was more skeptical of, just someone that is a bigger guy that he moves well, but not like incredibly well, as being, how would he assimilate? And then moreover, you know, from year to year, 1 year into that, would he be, what would that look like? And it's been nothing short of impressive basically since he started.
There was an incident in Saturday's game that caught a lot of people's attention out there in the Twitterverse. On the X, what do they call it now? Whatever you want to call it. Bottom line, you had Corey Perry exchanging thoughts and discourse with Evander Kane. The two had some fun with it today after the Oilers practice, where several of the top players on the team had the practice off. Do you think maybe sometimes people make a, is this a generational thing? Like, Frank, I got to tell you, like, it's almost like you can't ever have a disagreement with anybody. You can't, like, this happens once in a while in pro sports. And I understand that there's people out there with safe spaces and that they don't want to, you know, you better mask or else in every possible situation. You know what I'm saying here? Like, is there a little bit of a generational thing going on here?
I get what you're getting at, and I saw Oilers fans, you know, because I've made this point before about Evander Kane wearing out his welcome in all the other stops that he's been in. That's not opinion, by the way. That's fact. I do think there's a little bit of that going on. I do think that disagreements between teammates are normal, and I would even argue healthy. I would agree with a small part of your premise that part of it is social media that blows it up. Part of it is there's cameras that are watching everything, that nothing gets missed. There's a whole lot of, you know, aspects to this that, let me say this. I don't think it's unfair to say that I think Evander Kane is the X factor to an Oilers deep playoff run. That's a total compliment to him, because 2 years ago we saw how much of a factor and handful he can be, and I think last year we saw how much, when he wasn't healthy, how missing him made it a lot harder for the Oilers to accomplish what they wanted to. So I'm not saying that anything is going to, you know, there's, you know, something that's wrong in the Oilers locker room or anything like that. I'm just saying that clearly, there's been some frustration between Kane and now multiple players that have made it onto camera. What else has happened behind the scenes, and how can he and everyone else find a way moving forward to be on the same page, not necessarily in a friendship or whatever way, but just so that they can all accomplish the same goal in terms of chasing their ultimate goal.
Trying to chase down a playoff spot as we're joined by Frank Cervalli for the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta Live Racing returns on May the 4th at Century Mile. The March of the Penguins. You know, Edmonton played Pittsburgh, Frank, and it's been a bad matchup for Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. The Oilers have won six straight games. They've outscored them 33-9, including outscoring Pittsburgh 10-1 in a pair of games this year. And people wrote Pittsburgh off for dead in that loss against Edmonton. They thought they were finished.
I did.
You did. So is it now, does it say a bit about the Turtle Derby that's currently occurring, not just for the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference, but it's more than just, like, you got two or three. What are we looking at? How many teams do we have in for sure in the East? The Florida?
Six.
Six teams are in. So give us the six that are in.
Oh, it's the teams that have already clinched. And then I would throw in there the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
So what you're looking at is essentially four teams that are vying for two spots. It's the Penguins, five teams vying for two spots. The Penguins, Islanders, Caps, Flyers, and Red Wings. And those are the five teams in the mix. And here's why I wrote off the Penguins. One, we hadn't really seen much evidence to point to this season to say that they'd be a team that could put it together. And two, we're talking about something historic here. This is, with all due respect to the Hamburglar in Ottawa and to the St. Louis Blues, who were in last place in the NHL in January and won the Stanley Cup, no team has ever been 9 points out with 10 games to play in the salary cap era and made it. That might even extend beyond the salary cap era. So this is significant. The Penguins still have a lot of work to do. They're probably at a 45 or 50% shot to make it. But the fact that, you know, 10 days ago we were talking about this team being a 5% shot, I mean, things have really changed in a significant way. And part of that's not just due to Crosby. It's that the rest of their stars, including Evgeny Malkin, 6 points in his last three games, has really come alive again.
And, Frank, I don't know if come alive or come undone, but you posted something today involving the ongoing never. We have a joke in Canada. It's called the never-ending referendum. on whether or not Quebec wants to stay in Canada. It's been very quiet because I think that they realize how good the deal is for Quebec. We have a thing called equalization.
They just keep taking all the money from Alberta. Is that how it works?
Well, some might suggest that be the case. I don't know. It's only $10 billion a year. That said, is this saga in Arizona? What happened today, including one of the politicians in that marketplace?
Well, still waiting to determine what it means, but essentially the mayor of Scottsdale came out today in opposition of the Coyotes' attempt to acquire via state land auction land for a new arena. Now, technically, it's the state land board that decides how this works out and whether it does or doesn't. But given that this land is technically in Phoenix, I believe, and borders Scottsdale, can the mayor of Scottsdale basically put up some additional roadblocks that the Coyotes don't need? That's possible. I don't know that he ultimately has the jurisdiction or ability to, you know, really totally put the kibosh on it, but still to be figured out. And what I would say is I remain completely convinced that there's a strong possibility that the Coyotes don't even remain in Arizona long enough until June 27th to even make it to the land auction. But everyone on social media says that I'm a Coyotes hater, even though I don't really care where they play. I'm just telling you what I know of in terms of what's happening behind the scenes from an NHL level, that they continue to do their due diligence on a process to potentially have that team relocated to Salt Lake City, who, by the way, their prospective owner in Salt Lake City put out a survey today asking fans for potential NHL team names. Ask yourself why someone would do that in April, middle of all this, you know, if they weren't potentially getting a team in very short order.
Frank, great stuff. Enjoy the show tonight. Thanks for joining us on Oilers Now.
See you, Bob.
That's Frank Cervalli. Yeah, he was taking his kids to WWE, which is, I mean, I've got Dave Campbell here. Are you still a wrestling fan, Dave?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You like? Don't you go through, like, phases in your life? Like, I was a wrestling fan back in the 90s.
You know what? I went through it probably from the, early 2000s to about late I would say probably up to about 2009, 2010, and ever since I've been back into it.
You're back into it, eh?
Yep.
Yeah. When I was watching, Sonny was like the big star in WWE.
Wow.
And her career has since cascaded in a different fashion subsequent to that. But, we were talking about Ed Whalen the other night. He used to do the play-by-play for the Calgary Flames, and growing up watching Stampede Wrestling, Speck and myself did entire shows on wrestling at once.
Yeah.
Like, it was summer, and it didn't, what are we going to talk about? The fourth line on the Bakersfield Condors? No, we talked about wrestling because it's fun and lots of people can relate to it.
You should sell that on this show here, a wrestling segment. There you go.
Yeah, we can do that in the summer. All right, let's do this. 6:24 in Edmonton. When we come back, we'll get to the Oilers Prospect Report for Reface Magic.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
627, a little bit of news for you. The Vegas Golden Knights have activated Tomas Hertl off of LTIR. He, of course, was acquired at the deadline from San Jose. William Carrier goes on LTIR. Brendan Brisson, son of Pat Brisson, goes back to the minors. That's the injury report for James H. Brown. Ford Canada's President's Diamond Club Award winner is the most prestigious honor a dealership can award. That's the President's Diamond Club Award. It's awarded for excellence in sales and customer satisfaction. Uncle Milk says the key to customer satisfaction is problem solving. And the Brentridge Ford team is dedicated to solutions. That dedication has earned Brentridge Ford their 13th President's Diamond Club Award. For fair and open vehicle ownerships, call Rich, Johnny, and or Uncle Milt. You can reach them at 780-352-6048. Cars costs less in Wetaskiwin. Brentridge Ford on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. We go to the Oilers Now Prospect Report for Reface Magic. Save money on your kitchen renovation. Don't replace, reface. Here's Dave Campbell.
Condors forward Seth Griffith named the AHL Player of the Week. He had 2 goals, 5 assists, including a 4-point night over the Calgary Wranglers. He played 3 games last week. Since January the 1st, he leads the American Hockey League in scoring with 12 goals and 44 points in 42 games. He ranks 5th overall in AHL scoring with 15 goals and 61 points in 63 games.
All right, well, don't be surprised if the Oilers re-sign him. You wonder if they can get him on an American League deal. They got a lot of forwards right now. Noah Philp coming back as well. Again, you can text us at any time, 780-496-0063. Zach Ferguson's got a global news weather traffic update. And then we've got our Wave Bathroom Renovations Farm Report. We'll hook up with Dylan Holloway, who had a Hattie on Saturday night.